This morning, I hope to use my time to talk a little bit about the Cass County Urgent Need Community Resource Guide. It's something that's been put out a few times now, and it's been updated once again to provide all kinds of legal and other resources that folks might need for things under categories such as crisis, abuse, financial, legal, food, health, and more. It's actually a pretty comprehensive guide that a number of people involved with Healthy Cass County have been able to put together. Cass County Iowa State University Extension had a big part in this as well. And they put together a resource guide that is actually, I think, 4 pages long that includes just about everything you would ever need for any kind of information for contact points. Like, for example, under the title Crisis, you can find information, and this includes phone numbers, addresses, websites, all those kinds of things for different agencies like the Cass County Sheriff's Office, the Atlantic Police Department, Your Life Iowa, which provides confidential and free suicide prevention help, problem gambling, substance abuse issues, those types of things. There's the Hope for Iowa Crisis Call Line that helps to connect individuals in a crisis to a helping hand. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline. There's the Runaway Hotline, which is helpful if you have a friend who has a runaway or if you are a runaway ready to go home. It's an opportunity to be able to pick that up. Iowa Red Cross, 211, which is information or resources to help paying bills, to help finding food. Family Crisis Centers. Also under General Assistance, they have the Cass County General Relief and Community Services information. Helps to provide assistance to residents of Cass County, including assistance for rent and utilities, indigent burial, and other things as well. Cass County Department of Human Services, the Iowa Department of Human Services, West Central Community Action, the Iowa State University Extension Service, the Atlantic Area Ministerial Association, those are all listed under General Assistance. Under the heading Abuse, they have the Iowa DHS Child and Dependent Adults Abuse Hotline, and also the Boys and Girls Town Hotline. The Domestic Violence, Sexual Assault, and Trafficking section has Catholic Charities Phoenix House, Family Crisis Support Network, the Iowa Victim Service Call Center, the National Human Trafficking Hotline. Also under Substance Misuse, Alcoholics Anonymous, the Quitline Iowa are both listed there with those resources. Also under Child Care, Family Support, you can find the Child Care Resource and Referral Agency, the LC Clinic, Lutheran Services in Iowa, and Transitional Services of Iowa. They all provide different types of services. Under the heading Food, you can find information for all of the food pantries here in the county, including the Cass County Local Food Policy Council website information, and then the Anita, Atlantic, Cumberland Care and Share, and Lord's Cupboard of Griswold food pantries, and some of the information that you'll need for those. When it comes to meals for children under that category, it says school districts offer free and reduced meals to students who qualify. Weekend food or backpacks may be available for those in need, and free summer meals also may be offered, but they list the information that you'll need to contact those folks about those programs at the Atlantic, Cam, and Griswold school districts. With regard to food delivery services, Meals on Wheels is listed here as well for folks who need that information. Financial, legal, and employment is another category, and under that they have the Cass County Attorney's information along with the Iowa Concern Hotline, Iowa Legal Aid, Iowa Workforce Development, and Iowa Vocational Rehabilitation Services. Under Health, it's Cass Health and Cass County Public Health. Those informational resources are listed. Also, you can find other topics as well, including COVID-19. You can get the Test Iowa site information. Under Physical Health, the Atlantic Lions Club, who provides funding for eyeglasses and hearing aids for individuals with a financial need. Under Sexual Health, there's Family Planning Council of Iowa, Family Planning Program, and Nebraska AIDS Project. Also, under Mental Health and Disability Services, you'll find a number of different agencies and their contact information listed, along with a quick little description of some of those services that they offer. For example, Disability Rights Iowa is listed, Full Circle Therapy, Project Recovery Iowa, NAMI of Southwest Iowa, Therapy Place Incorporated, Zion Integrated Behavioral Health Services, Southwest Iowa Mental Health Disability Service Region information. That's all listed there. And again, that also includes a brief description of some of the services that they do and can provide. Also under housing, you'll find information about how to contact folks with the Iowa Balance of State Continuum of Care. That's for people experiencing homelessness or who are at risk of experiencing homelessness. The Iowa Mortgage Help Hotline and SIRHA, the Southern Iowa Regional Housing Authority. There's also some information regarding poison, food, and home safety. You can find food poisoning reports, the Poison Control Center, and the Iowa State Extension and Outreach Answer Line. Also for seniors, they have things like the Connections Area Agency on Aging, which provides assistance and service coordination and resources for independence for aging Iowans, those 18-plus with disabilities, and the caregivers that help them. Also, Lifelong Links is listed there. Senior Life Solutions through Cass Health has information there as well. Under teens and young people, they have the Teen Line Iowa and My Life, My Quit. Those are all things that are listed there. Also under transportation, Southwest Iowa Transit Agency and Templeman's Taxi information is listed. Under veterans and the service, it's Cass County Veterans Affairs, along with the Veterans Crisis Hotline. Also, the Call Center for Homeless Veterans, the Women's Veterans Call Center, the Veterans Health Care, Peer Support for Combat Veterans and Families, Nebraska Western Iowa VA Medical Center, and all of that information through the VA is listed there, along with their contact information and website information there as well. So lots of good information there in case you might come across a need for any of those types of agencies that are listed under that Urgent Need Community Resource Guide. Now, if you're looking for a copy of that, there are several places you can find that. We actually have a copy of that on our website at kjan.com. It's just in a PDF file, so you can just open it up and print it off. You can do the same thing by going to the Cass County Iowa State University Extension website. You can print copies there. You can also look for some copies around the area, too, because there are some print copies of the guide that will be distributed throughout the county at different types of locations, like, for example, at public libraries. And they'll also be available for pickup at the Cass County Iowa State University Extension Office here in Atlantic. The Extension Office can be reached by phone, or you can stop by the local office. The organizations collaborating on that document do ask for assistance in making sure the document is available to all folks in Cass County. So that's why we've put it out there online as well as with the Iowa State University Extension website, with our website as well. And if you're looking for more information on local health and wellness events or resources, you can also follow Healthy Cass County along Facebook at Healthy Cass County is where you'll find them there. So lots of interesting and varied types of resources as part of that Urgent Need Community Resource Guide. And again, under the headings of crisis, under also general assistance, under the heading of abuse, domestic violence, sexual assault, trafficking, under substance misuse, child care, family support, and more, under food, food delivery services, financial, legal, and employment, health, COVID-19, physical health, sexual health, mental health and disability services, also under the headings of housing, poison, food and home safety, seniors, teens and young people, transportation, and veterans and servicemen and servicewomen. So most likely any of the resources that you may have a need for at some point in time, no matter who you are probably listed there under that comprehensive guide. Some folks put a lot of time putting that together, complete with all the contact information you're probably going to need. As I said, phone numbers, some addresses in some cases, and also web addresses as well. So you can find what you need when you need it. So you can look for the link on some of those websites and print yourself a copy, or you can also, of course, just bookmark that as well so you can access that at any time. But check that out. It's a good resource that you might want to have handy.